Hi, this is Bill Chapman, Senior Director, Investor Relations for Grainger. Thank you for accessing this recorded message with information regarding Grainger's February 2013 sales results. I'll begin by reminding you that certain statements and projections of future results made in this webcast constitute forward-looking information. This information is based on current expectations of market conditions and competitive and regulatory environments, and involve risk and uncertainty. Please see our 2012 Form 10-K for a discussion of factors as they relate to forward-looking statements. February had 20 selling days, one less than February of last year. For the month of February, total company daily sales increased 6% versus February 2012. These results included 4 percentage points from volume, 2 percentage points from price, and 1 percentage point from acquisitions, partially offset by a 1 percentage point decline from foreign exchange. The underlying daily sales growth in February was essentially on par with January. Unlike the 8% daily sales growth in January, there was no benefit from sales of seasonal products at the company level, and January did not include the 1 percentage point drag from unfavorable foreign exchange experienced this month. The sales comparison in February is the most difficult of the year, as we reported 18% daily sales growth in February 2012. Now let's turn our attention to sales results by segment. As a reminder, monthly sales history by reporting segment for the prior 2 years is available on the Investor Relations website, along with a summary of selling days by month. Please note that although some of our businesses have a different number of selling days due to local holidays, we use the number of selling days in the United States as the basis for our calculation of daily sales. I'll begin with our largest segment, the United States. Daily sales for the U.S. segment increased 7%, consisting of 3 percentage points from volume, 2 percentage points from price, 1 percentage point from sales of seasonal products, and 1 percentage point from acquisitions. For our customer end markets in the United States, sales performed as follows. Light manufacturing and natural resources were up in the low double digits. Heavy manufacturing was up in the high single digits. Commercial, contractor, and retail were up in the mid single digits. Government was up in the low single digits, and reseller was down in the low single digits. In our Canadian segment, daily sales increased 6% in U.S. currency, 8% in local currency. The 6% daily sales growth consisted of a 7 percentage point contribution from volume and 1 percentage point from sales of seasonal products, partially offset by a 2 percentage point decline from foreign exchange. Strong growth to customers in the construction, oil and gas, and commercial end markets contributed to this performance. Daily sales for our other businesses, which includes operations primarily in Asia, Europe, and Latin America, increased 7% in February. This growth consisted of 9 percentage points from volume and price, and 4 percentage points from acquisitions, partially offset by a 6 percentage point decline from unfavorable foreign exchange. Looking forward, here are a few additional considerations related to the 2013 first quarter. First, daily sales growth in March is trending slightly below the 6% daily sales growth in the month of February. Second, the sales comparison in the 2013 first quarter is the most difficult of the year. We reported 16% sales growth in the 2012 first quarter. Third, we lose a selling day in the 2013 first quarter, as we will have 63 selling days in 2013 versus 64 in 2012. Fourth, Good Friday falls in the 2013 first quarter. In 2012, the Easter holiday fell in the second quarter. Business typically slows down around the Easter holiday, with Good Friday generally representing a very light day. Fifth, the U.S. Sales and Services Show is being held in March, which typically results in first quarter gross profit margins and operating expenses that are about 100 basis points above the run rate for the full year. And sixth, we're monitoring the government sequestration, but are unable to forecast the potential effect on our business at this time. Lastly, please mark your calendar for the following upcoming events. We will be hosting a tour of our new distribution center in Patterson, California, midday of Wednesday, March 13th. Our head of global supply chain and corporate strategy, D.G. McPherson, will be presenting at the BB&T 7th Annual Commercial and Industrial Conference on Wednesday, March 20th at 3:15 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And finally, we will be reporting first quarter 2013 results on Tuesday, April 16th at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. If you have any questions about February sales or any of the upcoming events, please contact Laura Brown, Senior Vice President, Communications and Investor Relations, at 847-535-0409, Casey Darby, Senior Manager of Investor Relations, at 847-535-0099, or me, at 847-535-0881. Thank you for your interest in Grainger, and have a great day.